Sentencing proceedings for convicted serial killer Rosemary Nomia Ndlovu were held in the Johannesburg High Court sitting in Palm Ridge on Friday, November 5. The former police officer was last month found guilty of orchestrating the murders of her 5 family members and her former lover in order to cash in on their insurance policies. Several witnesses took to the stand, including Justice Mabasa, the brother of Ndlovu's former lover, Maurice Mabasa. Mabasa recounted the financial difficulties his family faced since the loss of his brother and Ndlovu's actions after his murder.
It was unexpected. It impacted on his plans. At the time of his passing on, he was in the process of planning to build a house for himself and his children. So it was a difficult moment for our family. It's something that we never expected, so it negatively impacted on us.
The Sunday after the funeral, Rosemary just up and left. She did not contribute anything. She did not help with anything to the family.
Another witness, 72-year-old Lucy Moshwana, grandmother of one of Ndlovu's victims, Brilliant Mashego, broke down on the stand when she detailed the struggles she and her family faced since his death.
But all that we are enduring is it's suffering. It's all suffering. The money that we are able to use to sustain ourselves, to support us, it's the SASSA grant that I receive on a monthly basis. My Lord, this extremely affected my family. It extremely pained us, myself, my brothers and my sisters. They are all affected emotionally by the death of witness Madala.
Many factors were considered ahead of Ndlovu's sentencing, including her mental capacity. Elmarie Mayberg of the police's investigative psychology section addressed the court.
The accused lacks insight into the seriousness of the crimes and her own responsibility for it. She rationalizes it by convincing herself that it was acceptable to insure the victims' lives and claim the insurance money after their deaths. She does not have insight into her violence risk or her potential to engage in violent behavior. Lack of insight is a valid predictor of poor treatment outcome, perhaps because it predisposes an individual to non-compliance with attempts at remediation. Such people may lack motivation to change, may be unwilling to comply with therapy or refuse to follow rules.
The former police officer was sentenced to 6 terms of life imprisonment.
I accordingly impose the following sentence. On the main account, that is count 1, 2, 7, 9, 10, and 11. That's right. That is the matter of Bongo Mashala, Otri Mishobu, Morisma Mashaba, and then number 9 is Zalele Mota, number 10 is Mayene Mota of Mashaba, the accused, and then Brilliant Mashaba. The accused is sentenced to life imprisonment on each count.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Demi Buzo.